Greetings, family. This is Joe Watson, and the podcast you're listening to is called Choices We Believe. It's about biblical world choices today. In this podcast, we want to talk about those and why it matters. It matters on the outcome. The world view is what we want to talk about, and that's just based on the belief, whether you really know it or not, that shapes our view of the world around us. You know, it's kind of like a paradigm or a way of thinking that shapes what you believe about life, events, circumstances, you know, the things that come at you involved. And your worldview actually gives you a paradigm on which to draw on about what's happening around you. And the first step in a biblical worldview is about creation. Where did we come from? What's life about? Do you believe the Bible and the story that it tells about how God created everything? And seeing the order and complexity of, like, your body or the animal kingdom, plants, the cosmos. Do you see creation requiring a creator, or do you see millions of years of evolution? Well, that's what we're talking about in this podcast. We're going to kind of change it around a little bit because I had spoken previously in my third podcast last year about describing a worldview in general from humanism and other religions and all of that stuff. So go look in last year's podcast if you want to and listen to a biblical worldview. Today, we're going to kind of breeze through that beginning and then jump into something that's more current, more where we live right now, here and now. So in the beginning, the Bible tells us that God created everything, including humans. You know, that's kind of past. That's a discussion already taking place. Further, God established marriage. So we want to do what he, you know, what the pattern it was that he set. And he set the order, the world systems, the cosmos. And because of this, our biblical view of the family is that marriage is under God, consisting of one man and one woman, that children are a gift from God, and that life is sanctified by God. Further, we find in Genesis that God made a promise to this guy named Abram. Yeah, he was in the Chaldees. He was in Ur. And he's just a pagan dude. He's living life. And this voice comes to him and starts talking to him and says that he's God and going to take Abram out of his land and bless him and all that stuff. And that's a big story in Genesis chapter 12. We see that God talking to Abram, he says, "And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Well, we've got all the earth history to look back and see what all happened to that. Part of it's in the Bible, and part of it's in just natural recorded history from other nations. But Abram turned out that he had finally, after 100 years, he waited 100 years to have the promised son that he was supposed to get. And that son was Isaac, who gave birth, who fathered another man named Jacob, and that name Jacob, the man became Israel. And so throughout the ages, we see that the promise of God to bless Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob goes throughout the Bible, saying that those who bless you, I will bless. Those who curse you, I will curse. That's putting it real in a nutshell. That's the reason why, as a nation and as a person, we should support Israel. Because we want to be blessed by God as well. They are chosen. God didn't change his mind. And so we blessed them. And the whole world became blessed through Abraham, whose direct descendants are the Israelites. But Abraham, if you look at this story, he did wait 100 years for the promised son. But when his wife Sarah died, he married again. And according to the Bible, Old Abraham, he's over 100 years old, but he had 6 more sons and some unknown number of daughters afterwards with his new wife, Ketra. Wow, that's amazing. And all those children, they fanned out across the earth and became nations. And that is how Abraham blessed all of the nations of the world. A biblical view of government. Our government. A biblical view would be the citizens have the liberty to pursue life, freedom, prosperity, and worship independent of the government's interference. Let citizens have the responsibility to support and obey the governing authorities, that the government does not restrict worship, but the people's faith influences the laws enacted by the government. If we understand what the Bible's telling us, we go and we vote and we select leaders that are godly, that believe in Jesus, believe the Bible, and that our laws reflect the faith that we have. Even our Constitution and the Bill of Rights was a result of godly people who wrote down those things. Now, back when in the 1700s, when all of this was getting started, there was the first Great Awakening. It took place 1730 around to 1740 thereabouts. And guess who came out of that Great Awakening? George Washington and the forefathers of our nation. That product of a Great Awakening produced a nation, the United States of America. And then about 100 years later, there was another Great Awakening in the 1800s, the 1840s moving forward. And what came out of that, you know, Abraham Lincoln was a product of that second Great Awakening. And he inherited a nation that was torn in half. The Civil War was going on. But that was the second Great Awakening. Both of these Great Awakenings provided the nation with the realization of how far we as a society had drifted away from a biblical view. Both times, both these Great Awakenings produced something that formed a nation, changed a nation, and in both cases changed the world and the way the world saw. Today, our leaders, our elected leaders in Washington, publicly speak about God, frequently on television invoking the name of Jesus Christ. Are these people perfect? Absolutely not. Not at all. Are they changing the world? Yes, they are changing the world. Absolutely shaking the whole world up. Unfortunately, in our society, we have some critics, Christian critics, that only remember about Jesus' teaching of turning the other cheek. They want to turn the other cheek. And while that is valid, it grieves me because they left out something. The same Bible talks about Jesus Christ going into the temple, looking around, pulling down some cords, making a whip, and driving out animals and flipping over the tables, telling them they made this temple a den of thieves. Well, guess what? It may be time to drive out the animals, flip over some tables, and clean house. But the key is that we have to know and have the wisdom to know which one is appropriate, turning the other cheek or cleaning house. Jesus did both, and he taught about it. And this is where I'm at today. It's all about our worldview. It's a view of the events, actions that go on both in our government and in our society, whether we use a biblical view or a humanistic view. The humanistic view is self first. God created life and all the world around us. But God initiated marriage for us to follow that pattern. And God ordained government. He says that the government bears the sword. And if you do good, you don't have to worry about it. But if you're a criminal, a lawbreaker, then you need to worry about it. So, what's your view? What do you think? You have a biblical view? Well, it's a framework around all of this and more. Have you considered your own view and whether or not it matches up to the values described in the Bible? You see, we all have a responsibility to be involved with what's going on with the government. We all have a responsibility to vote for good laws and to abstain, reject, and vote against bad laws. We need to support those who are trying to protect us. We need to be actively involved in prayer, in government, in society, and not be sitting at home, doors closed, locked up, shaking on the couch, hoping that the end comes today because it's getting so bad outside. Thank you so much. This podcast is called Choices We Believe. I believe you need to make a choice and follow the Lord in moving forward in our society. Thank you. My name is Joe Watson.